Now, it was our real desire this morning, and it still is, to finish early. So I'm going to give the shortest message I've given at South Perth. All right? I'm going to aim to be done in 11 minutes, and we'll see how we go. All right? Don't time me. But I just want you to know that today is all about celebrating community, all about celebrating the different aspects of our church family. It's also about outlining to you what we believe is God's future for us as a people. Now, you can get some of the things that I've spoken about in a variety of ways. You will get them into the future. But I want to just go through very, very quickly the clarification of our vision as it's come to us over these last few months. In Acts chapter 2, it's a very interesting statement in Scripture. And I want to read it to you because I could say that we have a dream as a church and a people. But I was reading in Acts 2, in the last days, verse 17, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. Well, now I'm in my 50s, I qualify. Your old man, along with the team, has been dreaming dreams. This is our dream. This is our vision. This is what we believe God has been putting on our hearts these last years together in our journey. And I want to share just some of these things with you. We've had a vision of being a Christ-centered community, but that's taken shape over recent years. And we would simply like to say that our overarching vision is simply this: a Christ-centered community passionately committed to transforming our world for Christ. Now, that may be your workplace. It may be your community, which is not a part of the city of South Perth, and many are doing that in their different spheres. And particularly, it means the larger body of people who might come from this city and the work that we're seeking to do with the mayor, with the city, with the leaders and with others. But this is our overarching vision, what we ultimately want to be: a church that's transforming our community. And we are passionately committed to doing that together. But then how do you get there? Well, very simply, you get there, and they call these things a mission statement, but our mission is simply this: loving people into the journey of being passionate followers of Jesus, of Christ. If we can love people and enter into their journey with them and ultimately see them come to know Jesus, we believe we will shape the kind of community, Christ-centered community, that God has called us to be. And the two sides to that, of loving people into this journey and of helping people become passionate followers of Jesus. Not just people who follow Jesus by name, but people who are passionately committed to following him. And then I want to encourage you to just have a look at some values. And I'm just going to go through these very, very quickly. But these are values that have taken shape over time. And we'd ask the question, what does this Christ-centered community look like? Well, there's a whole heap of stuff that comes underneath this that I'm not going to focus on, but you can read it in a pamphlet sometime, which talks about the importance of values in the life of any organisation. But I want to move on to the values, and I just want to read these statements through to you. The first of these values is a church of kingdom influence. A church of kingdom influence. And I want to read a statement to you. Next slide, Jeremy. Thanks. We see a regional church of such size and kingdom influence that it impacts the city of South Perth, the state of Western Australia, the nation of Australia and the world. It is a church so healthy that it will always be growing spiritually and numerically. Second value, Christ-centered servant leadership. We see a church together that is committed to raising, training, empowering and releasing generations of Christ-like servant leaders. This will be reflected in all ministries of the church. Unity of the body of Christ. We see a church so kingdom-minded that we will count the cost and pay whatever price to see the church move together in the accomplishment of its mission. Every member actively involved in ministry may not always be in the church. We encourage you to at least have one in the church and one wherever God has placed you and called you. We see a church of people who reflect the life of Christ as they love and serve the church, the community, the world, especially the poor and the marginalised. Authentic, passionate, prayerful relationships with Jesus. We see a church whose people are so dependent on the Holy Spirit, who exercise spiritual disciplines, love the Word of God and prayer, that they know that nothing can stop them or stand against them. A life of simplicity and generosity. We see a church committed to a lifestyle of Christ-like freedom and simplicity. Therefore, the way that we live and worship is designed to enhance and empower sacrificial, generous living. Holistic reproductive life groups. We see a church of people committed to connecting in accountable, authentic and relational life groups. These groups are dynamic, they are intimate and reproductive by nature, and are constantly open to embracing new people. We don't want any closed groups in the life of our church. Relational Christ-centered evangelism. We see a church committed to Spirit-led evangelism resulting in relationships of loving integrity, where Christ is shared through our lives. Inspiring community celebration. We see community worship that passionately exalts Christ, ushers in the tangible presence of God, inspiring hope and faith. And the final value, loving Christ-centered relationships. We see a church that is so full of compassion that people are drawn from all situations of life into a loving, accepting community that inspires hope and faith in Christ. Friends, very simply, this is our dream together. And all of you have played a part in it in some way, shape or form, from the butcher paper days to the prayer nights to the times when we've gotten together and given input into this. This is something that has grown over a period of time for us. Some of us were reading this morning in Acts chapter 12, and there was persecution, there was a whole heap of things that was occurring in the life of the church. And we saw in this passage of Scripture people going through very, very difficult times, the church being persecuted, the church being maligned, people struggling. But then we come down to verse 24 in Acts 12. But, or in spite of, or as a result of all of the things that were happening in the society, the Word of God continued to increase and spread. This is our dream. Our dream together, very, very simply, that we might become a Christ-centered community, passionately committed to transforming our world and our community with Christ. It's going to be and constantly is already the theme that we will be seeking to encourage you in. And as we're in the middle of this mission series, of your unique mission, your personal mission, of what it means to live a life guided by mission, that's what we're going to be encouraging you towards. We pray that that encourages you. It is something that we have worked a lot on over many years. It's gradually taken form. We are comfortable that this is the direction that God has for us. For every church? No. For this church? Yes. For the way that God has been at work amongst us and the way that we are seeking to reach out to our world, both here and then through all of the different spheres that God has given us, from Christ to us as individuals and the church, to our community, to our city, to our country and to the cosmos at large. That's what He's called us to do, and we are committed to doing that. There's going to be a lot of changes take place this year in terms of facilities, and we rejoice over that. A lot of changes in terms of as FGA come down and begin to use our facilities in the the afternoon. We're not going to be able to hang around till 1:30 or 2 o'clock. We're going to have to clear out of the place by 1 as we allow another church body to minister and function and expand, because they've been so limited by resource. God is doing some wonderful things. And bit by bit, we'll share with you how some of these things are being fulfilled amongst us. 10 minutes, not 12. Let's pray, shall we? Lord, we just thank you that we're on a great journey together. And we want to encourage everybody in their relationship with you. Doesn't matter who we are, from the youngest to the oldest of us this morning, that we can who can understand, Lord, we are committed to this. And we are committed to those who don't understand as yet, but who will reach an age of understanding. Because we want this place to be a place that's centered in on you and is fulfilling your purposes. Lord, help us to that end. And I pray that as people visit, and as we have visitors amongst us today, as others come and share, and as we continue to move and minister throughout our community, that by your Spirit you would be at work amongst us, and that we would bring glory to your name. Help us to that end, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.